WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. While the College Station School Board had another divided vote about who will be grandfathered when new high school boundaries start in the fall of 2019, there was no opposition to the idea of adjusting the timetable of the next round of boundary changes. Michael Schaefer was the first to call for moving up the schedule after problems came up for some of this year's eighth graders.
We have kids that signed up for classes, received their degree plans, did their tours, did their tryouts, made the teams, and even purchased uniforms. All they know was a maroon or purple track. Can we blame them for this? We created these tracks. We should be so grateful that they are so proud of their school and their school spirit.
Schaefer and Mike Nugent were not able to sway two other members from changing their mind at last Friday's special meeting about grandfathering eighth graders when new high school boundaries start in the fall of 2019. Uber is providing little information about a driver from Bryan who was on parole for murder and had served time for armed robbery in Burleson County. An Uber spokesperson did not state how they did not know about Anthony Horn's convictions on those charges or his arrest last year for evading arrest, where a Brazos County District Court jury last week convicted him of that felony and sentenced him to 30 years. A Caldwell man sentenced to 20 years for evading arrest in Brazos and Burleson counties has pleaded guilty to three additional crimes from the same incident.
54-year-old James Biskamp will serve an additional 5 years for aggravated assault of a public servant and evidence tampering. All the crimes took place during a chase in July 2016, which began with a traffic stop in Burleson County. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Biskamp drove more than 95 miles an hour, struck a DPS patrol car, caused other motorists to take evasive action, and ran multiple stop lights and stop signs. Stealing a Texas A&M police bait bicycle resulted in a 4-year prison term for a Bryan man. The sentence given to 34-year-old Adrian LaShawn Jackson was based on his criminal history, which included convictions in two felony drug cases and two misdemeanor theft cases. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the fifth time this year, College Station City Hall is losing a senior administrator. Planning and Development Services Director Lance Sims is retiring in August after 22 years with the city for a teaching position at Texas A&M. Sims, who has been the director since January 2014, started as the city's building official in 1996. Sims is the third person to retire following IT Director Ben Roper earlier this year and the departure later this year of Dave Coleman, who is College Station's former Water Services Director and is now interim deputy manager after Chuck Gilman recently left. And the city council recently voted to hire a search firm to assist in finding the next city manager after Kelly Templin moved to the Rellis campus. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 66 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. One more look at local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Getting investment advice from one of the richest men in the world would be awesome. Getting real estate advice from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services would also be awesome. BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services as Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, and we now have the resources of one of the top companies in the world. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know. Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Store will meet or beat any local competitor's price on any item in-house, including Regal Chemicals. The Pool Store is proud to be the only authorized Regal Chemical dealer in the Brazos Valley, so you get the highest quality Regal pool chemicals available at the lowest possible price. With a full inventory of pool toys, pool supplies, and Regal Chemicals, the Pool Store provides fast, free delivery in BCS. Call the Pool Store, 575-6200. The Pool Store, by the Pool Guy, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics.
810 Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Hear the numbers.
High pressure is situated just east of our area this morning, stretching from Louisiana to Minnesota. It'll result in sunshine and warm conditions today. Highs will be somewhere between 85 and 90. Clear tonight, 60 to 65. We have sunny weather in the forecast for tomorrow, too. Highs 85 to 90. Clear to partly cloudy, close to 65 tomorrow night. Sunny and warm on Wednesday. Highs are going to approach 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10. So, well, that's Cinco de Mayo on Saturday.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for y'all?
It was good.
Okay.
Spent some time by the pool.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Ate some guacamole.
Oh good.
And
all right.
Some salsa.
Uh huh. Well there, and then that's it.
Guacamole is like a power food, isn't it?
Well, sure, I guess.
No? Avocados?
Sure.
I mean, yeah, healthy fats.
Yeah. Zach, anything special?
No, I went to Starlight, got to hang out and watch Bree Bagwell.
Sure.
And, just enjoyed some quality time with friends.
Very good. Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
What about you, Scott?
Nah, I didn't do anything.
Uh-huh. He drove out to the middle of nowhere and sat in his car.
I did that
and
Sunday.
And listened to the quiet.
Yeah, I did that Sunday. Yeah, that wasn't, I watched some baseball. That wasn't much fun.
Yeah.
That singer kid's not bad.
No.
He's not bad.
Friday?
Yeah,
he's pretty good. Yeah. Chelsea was supposed to make it out there, but it started raining.
Yeah, well, and it stopped raining, but I didn't go.
He still didn't make it.
Well, yeah. I did know Friday. I did. Went down to the grand opening of the Queen, the ribbon
cutting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
Stuff. Well, it was fun. It was great. Mm-hmm. Brought people through there and showed them a little video about the history of the theater, and it was
cool.
First Friday as well. And,
yeah.
So they're going to be doing a lot of neat things, as we've talked about down there, and we'll keep you posted.
So it's this next weekend, I believe, is when they're going to start showing movies?
That's exactly right. They're going to start with the first movie that was ever shown there at the Queen.
That's cool.
And then, I think it's on Saturday night, they're going to show the Academy Award winner for Best Picture.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, they're showing current movies as well.
Sure.
Right.
Current movies as well as some of the classic stuff. And
How many does it seat?
140.
Okay.
And about 100 downstairs and about 40 in the balcony.
Okay.
And so
what do they offer in the way of concessions?
Well, I know they have popcorn because they have the popcorn thing working. That was working on Friday night. But I think they'll have... they'll also have adult things as well.
Adult things.
It should be consumed. And tickets are $5 for everybody.
Okay.
But the popcorn, they said, was pretty good. I didn't have any of it.
That is nifty. I'll have to definitely go see some movies.
But again, what's going
to
happen is everything shows for one night and one night only.
Right, right.
And so you do kind of have to plan ahead, and you can
go
online and see and buy tickets online.
Oh, okay. That's,
so
yep,
it
that's
can
good.
Happen.
Do you have to pick your seat?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. You have to reserve it?
No. It is a first-come, first-served type situation when it comes to seating. And so that's why all seats are $5. You go and you click and... Go do that.
Okay.
All right. So cruises. You know, you go on that cruise thing.
Yeah.
That can be fun sometimes.
Unless you get stuck out from a hurricane. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That could happen. But I mean, consider this. Okay. First, sick. Then second, hurricane.
Uh huh.
How about if the boat floods while it's sitting on the water?
Oh.
Yeah. That's probably not very good either.
Ask the people on the Titanic.
Well, a Carnival cruise ship. No, that flooded when it went under.
Yeah,
this one is sitting on top of the water.
Yeah,
and a water line broke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought the actual ocean was leaking.
No, it was actually freshwater flooding, which is always nice. The Carnival cruise ship departed from New Orleans and experienced a water line break, according to the senior cruise director, who. Yeah, I didn't know there were junior cruise directors, but I guess so.
Well, cruise director is also known as your, your fun captain or something.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, the fun captain, if you will, said that guests above the Carnival, aboard the Carnival Dream, who were affected will receive a full refund.
Oh, nice.
50% off a future cruise and being given the option to get off the ship to be flown home.
Ooh.
The cruise left on April the 29th out of New Orleans. Many people have taken to Facebook, of course, posting pictures and videos, which, you know, is good or bad. But anyway, so it's out there. They're going to the Western Caribbean. So one more thing to
think about. At least they're doing their best, from what it sounds like, to make things maybe not right, but at least... offer them some freebies.
So that maybe you'll go again.
Right, yeah.
Taco Bell at the Student Center at Georgia Tech's campus closed last week. A dozen of the students gave the fast food restaurant its burial that it deserved.
Oh.
As the restaurant's gates closed for the final time, one student played taps in the shadow of a Chick-fil-A as others patted each other on the back to comfort themselves.
Oh, why is it closing?
That's awesome.
The trumpet sounded the last note. They saluted and closed the restaurant. did its duty, giving students cheap food to eat,
yeah,
an inexpensive way to get their digestive systems up to a quick start.
Yeah.
Don't know. Not sure.
Health code, probably.
I don't know.
So I like Taco Bell. I don't want to be talking trash.
But it's in a college environment. And understand that when it's off premises, if you will, I'm sure that sometimes different things happen.
Sure.
You're not exactly
the kid
sure.
playing taps. That's hilarious.
It is good. 22-year-old student from Miami roasted his dad on social media after dad picked up the wrong dog from the groomer.
Oh, wow.
Alex dropped off his 10-year-old Maltese for a bit of grooming at PetSmart. Dad had agreed to pick the pooch up, and he did. But it was the wrong dog.
Wrong pooch.
Alex said his dog was one of two Maltese dogs waiting to be picked up. Well
at least
it
was the same breed.
Know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Isn't
Alex
PetSmart supposed to keep that a little bit, you know, more clear?
One would think. They're the ones, after all, who took them in.
Right.
Well, and they've got the names, too. I guess the dad didn't know the name of the dog.
Maybe. They could have switched name tags. Don't
you, yeah, because you roll in, you're like, hey, I'm here to pick up so-and-so. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking there was just a mix-up, and if they were both getting groomed at the same time and their collars were removed.
Sure, that's
then
right.
It's just, you know, Jack's a Maltese, and so is Pat.
Yep. So when Alex told his dad to get back to PetSmart to get their dog, dad replied, yeah, I got to fix this before your mom gets home.
Oh.
Yeah. That would probably be
hard. You spray painted his tail, didn't you, Fokker?
Yeah, that's how we knew. That's exactly how we knew. So in Italy, lovesick guy stole an ambulance so he could serenade his girlfriend with the siren. Police said that he jumped in the ambulance, turned on the siren, and sang romantic love songs to his girlfriend until the neighbors called about the noise.
See, and she probably thought that was really romantic.
I know. That was
And
so
did the guy
good.
Who was, you know, going into cardiac arrest in the back.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. Yeah, they didn't mention if it happened to be occupied.
You'd hope not.
Hey, so, all right, we know we got that problem there in Hawaii with the nauseous gas and cough and all that, but you know what? Hawaii is on the cutting edge when it comes to making sure the environment's all right. Now, don't worry about the sulfur dioxide that's burning eyes and throats and making people cough.
Right.
Hawaii now has banned the sale of sunscreen that contains chemicals believed to be harmful for the environment.
Yeah, you got to buy that incredibly expensive crap.
Well, I thought over there everything was. Anyway, CBS News. Yeah.
Well, sorry, I had to do that in Mexico one time. We were staying in a resort, and we went on an excursion, and they were like, "Oh yeah, to save the reef, you can't use
this the same.
You
stuff.
Have to buy the expensive things from us.
Yep, same stuff." The lawmakers on Tuesday passed a bill that prohibits the sale and distribution of over-the-counter sunscreens that contain oxybenzone and octinoxate.
Okay.
Either one of those.
Because it'll leave a film on the water and then the sea turtles die. I don't know.
Hey, you were paying attention when they told you.
Yeah, obviously.
Kind of crap like that.
What it does is it has been shown to degrade coral's resiliency and its ability to adjust change factors and inhibit recruiting of new corals. I didn't know you recruited
corals.
But
it's a big deal.
Like, hey guys, come over here.
Yeah, they're shrinking.
I know.
They're shrinking.
You know what? One of these days we'll find a way to reverse that.
Maybe.
And they may not.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
but it's a great way to spend $30 on some fancy sunscreen. And then, of course, the airport takes it from you.
Of course.
Right. You don't even get to keep it.
Yeah, so there is some gentleman in Mexico that's really enjoying some expensive sunscreen.
He's got some stuff. A legal secretary in Brooklyn, New York, worked for the same law firm for 67 years. When she passed away, she left $8 million for college scholarships.
Wow.
Her name is Sylvia Bloom, and even her closest friends and relatives had no idea she had amassed the fortune over decades. She did this by observing the investments made by the lawyers who she worked for. When the boss would buy stock, she would make the purchase for him and then buy the same stock for herself, but of course in a smaller quantity. So not only is it $8.2 million, she's given that much to scholarships, but also saved some money back for her relatives and friends.
She sounds like a really smart lady.
Yeah, pretty cool. And again, putting it to a very good use. Now, here's your chance. because there was no winner in Saturday night's lottery.
Mm-hmm.
So the Powerball on Wednesday is $233 million.
Boom.
That'll be $139 million in cash, just letting you know. But there was one person that you hate because they got that $142 million Mega Million. There's somebody up in Ohio. We don't even know them. Anyway, that after all the taxes are done, they got $84 million. So they're having a happy Monday
today. Wow.
Yeah, that could change your world a little bit.
Yeah, a little.
Hey, Taylor Swift, speaking about $84 million, she's probably worth about that much, maybe a little bit more.
I think there's a B.
I think there's a B.
All right. Launching what expected to be the biggest tour of the year.
Yeah.
But still has time for little people.
I know.
Did you see what she did?
Yes.
She visited an 8-year-old girl named Isabella McCune.
Okay.
Last Saturday at the Arizona Burn Center in Phoenix. She can't attend the Reputation Tour because mm-hmm. she's recovering from her injuries sustained during a fire that took place on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, wow.
But what Taylor did was invite 2,000 foster children
mm-hmm.
and their families
yep.
to attend the final dress rehearsal on Saturday night. The kids got a private show. They got pizza. They got pictures. That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
Cool. She's gaining heaven points doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Go Hulk Hogan. When was the last time we had a Hulk Hogan story?
Been a while.
It's been too long.
Haven't made any videos lately.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Trying to rehab a little bit here. Maybe making his return to the WWE. TMZ reports the wrestler has been discussing a comeback with a sports company after an Australian royal personality requested his presence at an event.
Huh.
And everyone wants to make sure it's done the right way. As Zach referenced, in 2015, he started doing racist rants on video
yeah.
and it went public. Anyway, says he's learned from his mistakes and now he hopes that he can help to educate people and kids especially to not follow in his footsteps.
So interesting.
We'll see. And again, he's a great communicator. So we'll see if he can rehab his career a little bit there.
Brother.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, 821.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale welcomes Dr. Virginia Smith as the newest physician with Genesis OBGYN. Go to genesisobgyn.com.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family, yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley for 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
Okay, so don't believe those nasty rumors about Meghan Markle cutting off poor dad. In fact, Kensington Palace revealed that both the bride's parents will have important roles when she marries Harry. Her mom will travel with Meghan by car to Windsor Castle, and Thomas Markle will be walking his baby girl down the aisle at St. George's Chapel. The bigwig swears she's delighted to have her parents by her side on that most important day that's just coming up. It's so soon. It'll be May the 19th. And Meghan didn't scrimp when it came to choosing her fabulous wedding gown. The Daily Mail reports Prince Harry's future bride will be wearing a creation by British designers Ralph and Russo.
Does that
mean anything?
I think I've heard of it.
It'll cost $135,000.
Jeez.
Yeah, no kidding. Word is Prince William and Duchess Kate's 2 kids, that'd be George and Charlotte.
Right.
We'll have a part in the ceremony, but little Louis, Prince Louis, not going to be there.
Oh, yeah, well.
He's a little new for this.
He's still young.
I didn't know that was the name. I didn't know they'd come
Louis.
Up with one.
Louis,
yep. That's
Louis
it.
Louis is his
well,
name.
But never mind.
Oh.
I just want to let you know.
Okay.
A whole different class of VIP guests reported to swing by for a few hours before Prince Harry and Meghan tie the knot at Windsor Castle. NASA monitoring a huge asteroid. the size of a football field.
Oh, no.
Expected to zoom right past our planet on May the 18th.
Oh, my.
One day before the royal wedding.
Oh, man, that would really put a damper on things, wouldn't
it? Yeah, you know, you thought rain was an issue.
We're calling it JPL-8. Okay, it's called which I guess is Jet Propulsion Laboratory, but I don't know. JPL-8 reportedly headed for a near miss at 2:22 a.m. on the 18th.
Whew.
I know. It was just recently discovered. See, how does that work?
I don't know.
We are sending satellites to Mars to stir up their...
Mars quakes.
Yeah.
We need to worry about ourselves first.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, anyway, they found it at the Catalina Sky Survey in Tucson, Arizona. It's hurtling toward us at the incredible speed of 10 miles a second.
Wow, that is quick.
It's gone 300 miles since we started this story.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this. The near-Earth space rock is an Apollo-type asteroid. So, Chelsea, I know that means when I tell you that, you know everything you need to about it,
did you hear me gasp?
Yeah. Experts believe that a hit from this asteroid could cause more destruction than the 59-foot asteroid that crashed into the Russian city of Chelyabinsk back in 2013.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember
that?
No,
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't even feel it.
Well, I know. 1,500 people were injured, damaged about 7,000 buildings.
Man.
Because they hit and skid.
That would be a great story to tell.
I bet you could
get a lot of drinks at a bar being like, yeah, man, I got hit by an asteroid.
Yeah, talk about YouTubing it, man. You know, if you could have a drone above it to see the whole thing, that would be like the best. Okay, so anyway, so we'll see. We're hoping it's going to be okay.
Guess we'll find out.
I've got one more if you want to.
Oh, another asteroid?
No, another.
Space news?
No.
Oh.
This is.
Royal news.
What is going on?
Well, I was going to hit that and I hit the wrong one.
Okay.
Now we're going to go back over here.
Okay.
So, guests to the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been offered 7 pages of critical guidance, taking one of 2 suggested driving routes that will be required to meet at the Windsor Farm Shop.
Okay.
There, 3 miles away from the venue, guests will be put on special security checks so they make sure that their identification is correct. Then they will be ushered in other special buses to travel to Windsor Castle. Cameras are banned, along with bulky bags. Before the private reception, guests will be asked to surrender mobiles and any other devices that could capture an image.
Ooh.
And gifts cannot be brought to the chapel or the reception that follows. Decorative swords also will not be brought.
Makes sense.
That sounds like such
to keep
a
it safe.
Pain in the butt, man.
It does.
All of
it?
That sounds like that's just not worth it.
Well, it's like going to a sporting event. Clear bags.
Clear,
right.
Be clear.
No liquids.
Be quick, be clear. Yeah.
Wear your t-shirt, tuxedo t-shirt, and just go in there, but don't take the decorative sword with you. All right. That's all the news we have.
No
but,
decorative
I mean,
swords.
Just think,
bummer.
Though, we've just... Today's only the 7th. We've got 12 more or 10 more days before this happens.
Man, it is just...
Starting to heat up.
Yeah, we'll get more and more...
What if she gets cold feet? What if we got a runaway bride situation?
Would that be awesome?
In front of
everyone. Yeah.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, May the 7th, in 1861, Anna Pennybacker, woman suffrage advocate, author, and lecturer, was born in Petersburg, Virginia. She graduated from the first class of Sam Houston Normal School in Huntsville. Pennybacker started teaching in 1880 in a Missouri grammar school and later a Missouri high school as a history teacher and the principal. In 1888, she published A New History of Texas for Schools, which found its way into many Texas classrooms. She then left Missouri for Texas in 1893. When she moved to Austin, she became the head of the Texas Federation of Women's Clubs. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
Jennifer Kishenka with Your Money Now. Senator Chuck Schumer says the FDA should immediately ban e-cigarette flavors such as candy and cookies that can appeal to young people in the wake of warnings that teens and children are increasingly using e-cigarettes.
We've made so much progress over the years in terms of cigarette smoking. People are living longer, they're healthier, our health care costs go down. But it's been a 20-year effort. And now all of a sudden, E-cigarettes are sneaking in through the back door.
The New York senator says the agency has the legal authority to regulate e-cigarette flavors, and he's encouraging it to do so. Warren Buffett tried to reassure shareholders at the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting this weekend that the company's success will continue once he's no longer at the helm. Berkshire promoted Buffett's two potential successors to vice chairman in January and gave them bigger responsibilities. Their ascensions and Buffett's eventual exit from the company have raised some concern about Berkshire's reputation as a buyer of choice for well-run companies. That's your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
If you had believed the tech news chatter over the last couple of months, you might think that Apple's on the verge of collapse because of poor iPhone X sales. But as it turns out, America's best-known investor wasn't buying it. Kim Komando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. Late Thursday afternoon, despite news that Apple's iPhone didn't sell well, Warren Buffett scooped up 75 million shares of Apple stock to bring his total Apple ownership to 240 million shares. Buffett says to the Wall Street analysts, "If you're judging Apple on its iPhone sales alone, you're doing it all wrong. You don't buy a farm based on whether you think it's going to rain next year. Buy if it's a good investment over the next 10 to 20 years. Apple earns $60 billion a year, twice as much as the second most profitable company in America. But you can put all their products on your dining room table. So take a lesson from Warren Buffett. Tune out the quarter-by-quarter analysts and their scare tactics. Never assume that Apple is down for the count. I'm Kim Komando. It's vital to protect your home and family with a home security system without sacrificing your privacy. That's what I love about SimpliSafe. You'll get an HD camera that you control from your phone. You'll see what's going on when you're away, which is great. But what about your camera and your privacy when you're at home? SimpliSafe has a solution. When the camera's on, you'll see a small indicator light. When it's off, so is the light. SimpliSafe designed this camera with a privacy shutter. When you hear it click, you know the shutter's closed. Even the world's best hacker can't see through SimpliSafe's thin, lightweight, aluminum privacy camera shutter. It works every time. It's details like these that set SimpliSafe apart as the best security system for your home, your family, your peace of mind, and your personal privacy. SimpliSafe isn't just home security. It's home security done right. So check out SimpliSafe for yourself today at SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com, SimpliSafeKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It is 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. First, a traffic alert. According to a text message from a listener, there's an accident involving a school bus at the entrance of the Rellis campus. You can text us your traffic alerts to 979-695-1620. A third veteran department head at the city of College Station is retiring. Director of Planning and Development Services Lance Sims is moving to the classroom at the end of the summer. Sims, who started in 1996 as the building official, was promoted to assistant director in 2005 and to director 4.5 years ago. Sims is the fifth person at College Station City Hall to leave. That follows new jobs for former city manager Kelly Templin and former deputy manager Chuck Gilman, the retirement of IT director Ben Roper, and the upcoming retirement of former water services director Dave Coleman, who is now College Station's interim deputy manager. The College Station School Board's next round of boundary changes may start sooner than the process just completed. Mike Nugent joined Michael Schaefer last Friday in calling for starting earlier in the school year to avoid problems some of this year's eighth graders are experiencing.
At some point, I would like to say I think it should be looked at as a board as far as
making an adjustment for the timing. It may not help us now, but it's going to help us down the road.
The idea was also supported by board president Jeff Harris.
See if we can't move that back a little bit in time to give more runway, if you will, for the decision.
Recordings of last Friday's board meeting and an extended interview with Harris are online at WTAW.com. Voters in the Snook School District passed a $7.5 million bond issue by one vote. Snook voters also turned down a $725,000 softball field by 28 votes. In the Caldwell School District, voters turned down a more than $28 million bond issue by 47 votes. Voters in Burleson, Grimes, Washington, and four other counties will decide in 2 weeks who will serve the rest of the year as their state representative. Republicans Ben Lamont and Jill Wolfskill received 43% and 27% of Saturday's special election. They also face each other in the GOP runoff to advance to November's general election against Democrat Cecil Webster Sr., who finished third in Saturday's special election. It appears there will be multiple debates between incumbent Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Beto O'Rourke, but no dates have been set or what language will be spoken.
Democratic nominee Beto O'Rourke's campaign gave a May 10th deadline in its letter asking for 6 debates with Senator Cruz, including 2 in Spanish. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones.
O'Rourke is using this call to show that he wants to debate anytime and anywhere, and also wants to use it to highlight the fact that he's fluent in Spanish and Ted Cruz is not.
A point that Florida Senator Marco Rubio attempted to exploit in the last presidential campaign.
I don't know how he knows what I said on Univision because he doesn't speak Spanish.
Cruz campaign says he's looking forward to debates. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
College Station police arrested an Iola man following a road rage incident late Friday afternoon. 43-year-old Donald Wilzak II is accused of pointing a 9mm pistol at occupants of another vehicle. According to the arrest report, Wilzak said he inadvertently made a wrong turn and cut off another vehicle. When occupants in the other vehicle made gestures with their arms, Wilzak got the gun out of his glove box and pointed at the other driver and passenger. Wilzak was charged with aggravated assault and unlawfully carrying a weapon. An Uber driver from Bryan is returning to prison. 45-year-old Anthony Horn was convicted and sentenced to 30 years for evading arrest from Bryan police. The Uber driver was on parole for the murder of an inmate inside the Connolly Unit prison in 1998. And in 1992, Horn was convicted of an armed robbery west of Bryan in Burleson County. A statement from Uber did not explain how the company did not know about Horn's convictions. 3 men are in or headed to prison after recent admissions to crimes in the Twin Cities that took place 4 and 6 years ago.
36-year-old Barry Reeves of Bryan was arrested by College Station police in August 2012 for choking a woman. 4 years later, in August 2016, Reeves was on trial and the jury was deliberating when he agreed to be placed on probation for 5 years. Last September, prosecutors filed a motion that Reeves violated 12 conditions of his probation. And last week, the Brazos County District Attorney's Office reported Reeves entered a guilty plea and was sentenced to 5 years. Judge gave Reeves credit for time served since his arrest in March and ruled Reeves was not able to pay $3,100 in attorney fees and court costs. A College Station man was recently sentenced to 35 years in prison for running a local drug trafficking organization has already served almost 4 years. According to online records, 33-year-old Sean Scorpio Sanchez has been in jail since his latest arrest in September 2014. DA's office reported Sanchez sold large quantities of methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana. A Dallas man recently entered a plea agreement with prosecutors for his part in an armed robbery that took place at the College Station apartment in November 2012. 29-year-old Leon Chadwick, who used to live in Bryan, was one of 3 people who used a gun to take electronics and other items. Chadwick was sentenced to 12 years on a reduced charge of robbery. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:38. It is 66 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, print printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Well, the weather has been tough on your landscape, your lawn, last few years. You know that. It's not gotten that way yet, so ABC Home and Commercial Services says, hey, let us help you out, because the summers do get hot and dry, and all that may have caused your landscape to suffer a little bit. So if you'd like to get some landscaping help, some new plants, maybe planting beds, new ornamental shrubs, then ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you out. Could be that you're interested in doing something different, maybe adding stone or gravel or rock features or changing them out. Well, ABC Home and Commercial Services does that as well. They'll be glad to send out a yard expert free of charge to help you do a little bit of landscape planning. If you're thinking about adding some plants or landscaping that are drought resistant, then they can make suggestions and answer any questions that you have. And a lot of folks are beginning to think about drought resistant landscaping. Great way for you to save money and your yard can still look great. Plus, you know, ABC's brand, they are the most reliable service company in the area. So call Bobby Jenkins, give him a call, A&M Class of 81. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Large area of high pressure will continue to sit just off to our east. It'll result in sunshine today. Highs will be somewhere between 85 and 90. Tonight, clear 60 to 65. We've got a sunny day coming up for tomorrow. It's going to be warm. High somewhere between 85 and 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. It'll be down close to 65. Sunshine continues Wednesday, turning warm on Wednesday. High's going to be up close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey guys, it's Zach in studio hanging out with April Plemons of Long Way Home. And April, I know last week you guys got a brand spanking new shipment of some dogs that are looking for some forever homes.
We did. We're so excited. We got Pookie and Mario and a whole bunch of really cute tiny dogs in from China last week. So we're so excited. Thank you to all the volunteers who made that possible, flying in from China and helping transport. It was incredible. It was a great day.
So you're talking about an international movement. And I know in China, with differences in cultures and things like that, dogs maybe not as revered as they are in the States.
Yeah.
And dogs are actually at times even used for food in China.
Correct.
So being able to bring these dogs who I believe you said were destined to have their lives ended.
Yeah, they were already labeled for meat.
Mm-hmm. Right. So bringing them in, being able to give them a brand new lease on life, literally.
Yes.
How cool is that?
It's incredible. Now, you know, the majority of our mission work is here in Texas, of course, saving shelter dogs. And that's the majority of what we do. But we are so excited about this new international mission of ours to help dogs in China who are looking for a forever home and would not get that chance in China. And so for us, it's the same mission. We want to help those animals who truly have no other chance. We're just fortunate enough that we've got volunteers that say, hey, I'll fly to China and bring some dogs back here to the United States. So they are celebrating their first week of freedom in the United States this week, and we could not be happier.
They will officially be Americans.
Yes.
There you go.
So excited.
And that's something that maybe folks don't realize. You know, you mentioned, here in Texas, especially in the Brazos Valley, you guys do a lot of work.
A lot.
But that being said, going international like you do, I don't think people realize that and the dedication and the commitment, as you said, for your volunteers.
Yeah, so we save about 500 dogs every year from Texas just on a regular basis. We save about 500 dogs in Texas from shelters every year, and it's all volunteer work. Now, we are fortunate that we've grown to where now we have flight attendants who volunteer to say, hey, thanks for saving those babies in Texas. Let's fly them to homes in Delaware and New Hampshire. And I think we've flown dogs to about 38 states
in the
United States so far. All volunteer. So our network of volunteers is growing, and we are so excited that now we can even cross international waters and say, listen, people support our mission of this little rescue that could in the Brazos Valley, And people get on board, and they love what we do. So we're really, really excited.
And like I said, these dogs are looking forever homes for folks that want to make these pets officially Americans. Yeah. Where do they need to go?
Yeah, you're going to go to our website, which is longwayhomeadoptables.org, and you'll see Thor and Duchess and Bob and Mario. I mean, we've got from our China dogs, we've got Labrador, a Shepherd, Pomeranian, Chihuahua. We kind of have a nice mix. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to see on our website which ones are from China and which ones from the United States.
Well, that's awesome. Great job, April. Thank you. Do fantastic work. As always, be sure to go check them out, longwayhomeadoptables.org. April, thank you.
Thank you.
The Community Interview, heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW, includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. Guess what? It's almost time for school to be out. Have you decided where to go on vacation yet? I bet you have. But what are you going to do with the kids for the rest of the summer? Well, we've got you covered. Sovac City has summer kids camps. Children 8 and up can come spend time learning to sew and create unique and trendy items. Check out our summer camps online at SovacCity.com or call us at 979-693-6592. Sovac City, we're between Deacon and Rock Prairie and College Station. Come on down and see us.
News Talk 1620 WTAW Infomaniac.
Howdy.
Hush. It's enough.
That was so mean.
I can control. You say howdy. Hi.
Howdy.
Hi. How are you?
Hush.
Hey, by the way, you could go to Queen Brian TX. That's where you can get your tickets for anything that's going to be shown during May. So that we know and clarify, Fifth Avenue Girl is going to be shown on Friday and Saturday. They've already sold over 100 tickets for this weekend.
Oh, wow.
And after that, then they're doing the Lord of the Rings trilogy next week for people who like that.
Oh, cool.
So, again, got a kind of neat stuff going on right there. And so if you want to order tickets again, they're $5 each.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's queenbriantx.com. ABC announced it's renewing American Idol for another season.
OMG. Wasn't it going away?
Well, I think it did go away,
and now it's back.
Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Ryan Seacrest will all be back. For a second season.
Surprised they brought Katy Perry back.
17 years this thing has been on.
Man.
So it averages 9 million people
week. Still watch it. Okay. I still talk to people who invested. And I will say, I guess it's one of those shows that, I think, and The Voice is the same way. A lot of these are, if you can hook them in the first week or two, they get really invested and it becomes addicting.
You have to come back and watch that again.
Right. Or if you have a favorite contestant, you have to see how far they go.
The Voice is literally the same thing, though. They're like, you know what we'll do? We'll have it where they're spinning chairs.
Right. Yeah. That's not the same thing. It's not.
Because of spinning chairs. That's it. That's literally the only difference.
So, how about a fifth Rambo movie?
Yes.
Really?
Okay.
Did you see the last one they did back in what, 2008?
No.
It was good, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in this one, Sylvester Stallone will be back, and the plot will have him working at a ranch in Texas.
Sweet.
Until the daughter of one of his friends is kidnapped. Then he crosses the U.S.-Mexican border, I guess it's before the wall gets built, and quickly finds himself up against the full might of one of Mexico's most violent cartels. There's also been rumors that Sly will be directing the movie as well. Nothing about the movie yet has been set in stone. So, I mean, I haven't seen any of the Rambo movies?
None, not even.
No. Well, I mean, I've only seen short scenes.
Right, like clips.
Right, and so, but it's interesting how the enemy changes, you see?
Yeah.
They figure out who the bad guy's going to be this time based on, you know, who needs to be a bad guy. So we need to have Mexican drug cartels, which are bad guys. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
So apparently that's going to be the problem.
Well, last time he was in the Orient, I believe.
Yeah.
And he was trying to save some missionaries who were hijacked by some pirates on a river.
Of course. Yeah, that's right. Oh, hey, I did have one more little T-Swizz thing here.
Oh, yeah.
And that is that apparently she revealed on Instagram that when the concert is over, they will show blooper reel.
Oh.
From rehearsals after the lights come up.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That is kind of fun.
It's like a movie.
Right. That way you can stay if you want to.
Sure.
And, you know.
You don't want to all exit at the same time anyway.
Well, she's out at that football stadium, isn't she, where they had the University of Phoenix
football
stadium?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, there won't be anybody there.
Now.
Yeah.
No, it's been kind of cool. On her Instagram, she's been sharing little clues and hints, I guess, to the tour and what people can expect. And so every day she's been kind of revealing something new, whether it has to do with her costume or, you know, her microphones that she's using. But apparently they're using three different stages.
Huh.
And there is this contraption that travels underneath the stages that will get her from one area to another.
Really?
Quickly.
Like a conveyor belt.
Like a sled. Yeah. Wow. Like a sled that is
like a rocket sled.
Yeah, basically. Basically, because, you know, she's probably going to have, what, like 10 to 12 outfit changes.
Sure,
and then all of a sudden
that.
She ends up on, you know, the other side.
Man.
So.
I'm just wondering, how long is this blooper reel going to be?
I don't know.
Like,
don't
how
know.
Many times do you screw up in dress rehearsal for a concert?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she'll just screw
probably
up so there'll
a lot.
Be new information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's kind of like that goofy, awkward. She probably, like, trips and stuff sometimes.
Oh, that's good. See, that'd be cool. That would be kind of cool to do that. Just to be like, you know, the rest of us.
Sure, hey, and just be like the rest of us.
Good news for NCIS fans. David McCallum, who plays Ducky.
Oh, yeah.
Is come up with a new contract. He's going to be, he disclosed last Friday that he's
going
to continue.
Isn't he like 90?
Yeah, he's pretty old. He's over 85. I know that.
Yeah.
This will be his 16th season. He won't be in every episode.
Okay.
But he'll be back on some.
That's cool.
We'll see. Yep. Jeffrey Tambor is coming back for Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah?
Which is kind of surprising. You know, he's one of those people who had the sexual harassment charges.
Oh, yeah.
But he'll be back. And again, without him, it would not be the same. There is no doubt. Netflix spokesperson confirmed the news in the showbiz trade Variety, saying a remixed version of Season 4 would stream beginning last Friday. So far, there have been no details on Season 5, and it'll be available. How far are you in?
I'm on Season 2.
Okay.
So I was worried you were going to, like, do something with his character, say something about
it that I haven't found out yet.
No,
the fact that he's going to continue to be on the show will probably be pretty interesting. I happen to like the show. It's just, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of different kind of characters. Hey, Avengers Infinity War.
Yes.
Either of y'all seen it?
Not yet.
Not yet,
interest?
But I've just
okay.
heard raving
do
reviews.
Do you want to?
I mean, I'm indifferent.
I do.
Gotcha. You really want
to? I do. I mean, I'm not like the biggest nerd when it comes to it, but I still want to go see it.
This thing did $112 million its second week.
Yeah.
Second week, which is more than most do their first.
Wow.
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
Well, the people that I know have already seen it like twice.
That's the other thing is people are going to see it again. Yeah. Like I talked to somebody tuning, I'll go see it 5 times in theaters.
Okay, it crossed the $1 billion mark worldwide after 11 days. 11 days.
See, where I would like, you know, rent it and watch it in my living room.
Well, but see, if it's on like only like a 46-inch screen, then that's probably not nearly
as cool. Yeah.
I may go see it today.
Okay.
That's a good thing about getting off early
in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Maybe a little matinee action.
Just get out there, spread out, put your arms on either side, just sit back and relax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get you some popcorn and have a big time. All right. So I know that maybe – do you know somebody who watches soap opera still? Not sure.
Do you?
Zach? No.
Okay. Your mom?
Oh, like actual soap operas.
Yeah. I thought we were going
to soap opera with Swords.
Oh, yeah. No.
I know people who watch it.
Okay.
No, I really haven't thought about that in a long time.
I know.
Or heard about it.
Soap Opera Digest says actress Elizabeth Hendrickson, who, of course, we all know plays Chloe Mitchell on Young and the Restless.
Oh, yeah,
Y&R, obvi. Okay, has crossed the street to join the cast of General Hospital.
What?
It's a crossover.
It is.
How do you do that?
It's like being traded from one team to another. After her 9 years at Y&R, her character had skipped town and faked her death to avoid prosecution for murder. Or it could be she had some sort of a contract dispute. Anyway, Elizabeth was also on All My Children, where she played Frankie Stone, as we all know, in 2001.
Sure.
Yeah. And then also played her twin sister, Maggie Stone.
Oh, my.
Because you can do that.
Right, yeah. You can. Because yeah. One of them probably died or something.
Well, no, actually, Frankie murdered her twin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because after all, it's a
who was
soap
pregnant
opera.
With the other one's
so
husband.
And just took her place. Yeah,
exactly. That's
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Do you need a free AC system from Ecozap AC Efficiency this summer? That's right. Ecozap is giving away free AC systems. Text HVAC to 38470 right now to enter. Don't be stuck with an AC that quits halfway through the summer. Win a free unit from Ecozap AC Efficiency. Text HVAC to 38470. That's HVAC to 38470. Text HVAC to 38470 for your chance to win a free AC system from Ecozap AC Efficiency.
Come on out and race with His Grace. The third annual St. Thomas Aquinas Run, Walk, Pray 5K, Prayer Walk, and Children's 1 Mile will take place Saturday, May 19th. New this year is the Prayer Walk. Prayer intentions will be recorded in our prayer books and prayed along the walk on St. Thomas Aquinas Church grounds. Prayer Walk and 5K participants receive a super soft race t-shirt. Join us for fellowship, fun, and food. Proceeds support parish ministries at St. Thomas. Register online today at stabcs.org. That's the third annual St. Thomas Aquinas Run, Walk, Pray 5K, Prayer Walk, and Children's 1 Mile. Saturday, May 19th at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church on Earl Ritter Freeway and College Station. Come join in with fellowship, fun, and food.
You've seen them outperform other mini excavators on the job site, and you've wondered how to pronounce its funny name. By the way, it's Yanmar, and ASAP Equipment is your only local Yanmar dealer. For over 50 years, Yanmar has been a name you can trust for compact construction equipment. Now, ASAP Equipment has the Yanmar mini excavators you need to withstand even the toughest working conditions. Call, click, or swing by ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road and request your Yanmar on-site demo today.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.com.
Okay, here we go. It's 3 minutes till a woman in Denver named Angelique Sanchez supposed to get a drug test for a job. Apparently, she had a sample from someone else.
Oh.
A sample. Because she took it to a 7-Eleven near the testing center, tried to warm it up in a microwave.
Mm.
Because the idea is that it would need to be a body temperature. Of course, when she gives that to them. Sample got too hot, exploded. She's been cited with ruining the microwave. This is what a nurse told us.
I think it's a little dicey putting urine in the microwave for a number of reasons. The first being, obviously, why are you putting the urine in the microwave? One plausible explanation would be that maybe they have a urine test that is coming up. I think it's probably important for folks to know that it's actually pretty easy to pick up a urine drug screen that has been changed.
Huh. So just letting you know.
Just letting you know.
And then Jess back there.
This is why you listen.
Yeah, Jess about to make his hot pocket. And he's like, no.
Yuck, no. All right. Mother's Day is this weekend.
It is.
It is. You totally forgot, right?
No, I didn't.
Right.
I knew.
All right. But see, you're a daughter. You
right.
would know that,
true.
Okay?
True.
There are a lot of people who don't remember, which is sad. Here's some results, though, from a new survey for Mother's Day this year. 76% planning to buy their mom a gift, which is up from 70% last year.
Okay.
That's a good thing. It's also way higher than Father's Day. Okay, just saying, because it's dads. They come in at 61%.
Oh, okay.
And we're also planning on spending $30 more this year than we did in 2017. The average person spent $58 last year. This year, they say,
wow.
Yeah,
almost
I know.
$90.
Yeah, really? Yep.
Wow.
Not bad at all, so we'll see. But what does that mean? Because what does mom actually want?
Right.
Mom wants a nice dinner and basically
quality time.
Rest.
Oh, yeah.
Rest. Don't make her do
I things. Did see this on social media, and it was basically a movement of moms saying, we just want to stay in bed all day. Leave us alone. We don't want to go to brunch.
Right.
We don't want to go out. We just want to rest.
I want to sleep.
Well, once again, sometimes they don't get a chance to control their own life,
exactly.
Right? So why not let them do that? We'll have
sure.
more Mother's Day facts for you tomorrow. In the meantime, an art museum in Paris opened its doors over the weekend
to a bunch of naked people.
What is that about? The Palais du Tokyo Ressa Museum welcomed naked visitors on Saturday morning. The all-nude art viewing took place before regular business hours, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
So nudists wouldn't mingle with the clothed visitors. They said they may be planning more clothing-free activities.
Oh, how fun.
And they're probably staying at those naked Airbnbs,
too. Yep, exactly.
All right,
naked.
We're back tomorrow. Brian Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Brian.